Danny Kelly
on BBC WM 95.6.
And rather disconcertingly, we do actually have a Midlands Today camera crew here, so you can see a little bit of the interview after 10 o'clock go out on Midlands Today tonight. Okay, how important is your hearing to you? Why do so many people refuse to admit that they may have an issue with their hearing? I've noticed that sometimes, I'm 49 years of age, and I've noticed that sometimes I really struggle to hear parts of conversations. I'll give you an example. I came into work the other morning. Where I sit in the office, it's next to Lou Hancock, and Lou and I are great friends, and I say, "Morning, Lou," and she always says, "Good morning, Dan." And I sat down, I said, "What's wrong with you?" She goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, I've just said good morning to you." And she said, "I just said good morning, Dan. She calls me Dan. I said, "You know what? I didn't hear you." And I'm starting now to pick up other indicators that I could indeed have an issue with my hearing. 2 or 3 years ago, my wife and I were in the summer walking through a park, and Danielle said, "Can you hear those crickets?" And I stopped in my tracks. I said, "I can't hear anything." She goes, "There, crickets." And she walked over to where the noise was coming from, and I just can't hear them. And I think the older we get, our hearing does change. But I understand pitches and tone. The older you get, your hearing modifying and adjusting like crickets, like the sound of crickets. The weird thing is, if there's a sound of crickets on the TV, I can hear them, but I can't hear them in real life. But I am talking about a different type of hearing change. And I wondered if we could talk about that together, please. And I seriously want to ask the question whilst I'm with the expert, who I'll introduce you to in a second. I seriously want to ask the question whether it's maybe 20 years of wearing headphones at the BBC. 08081 00956. 08081 00956. If I could just ask you to move in front of the microphone. Let's say good morning to Stephen Hale, an independent audiologist who works all across the West Midlands in Birmingham, Sutton Coldfield, Little Aston, Lichfield and Staffordshire. Stephen, good morning to you.
Morning, Danny.
Just bit closer, please.
No, I'm fine.
It's like looking in a mirror, except you're 5 stone light and about 10 years younger. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. I am getting a little bit concerned, Steve, okay, about my hearing.
Okay.
So you know a little bit more about me. 49 years of age, 3 or 4 years ago, I started to notice I couldn't hear high pitches like crickets and things like that. So what is your initial? I know you're going to give me a hearing test off air. You and I are going to go into another room and you're going to, I don't know what you're going to do. I'm guessing you're going to look in my ear and everything. We're going to play a couple of songs on the spin and then we'll have the results of the hearing test. But your initial assessment from what you've just heard.
Right, yeah. A lot of people, as you say, will actually leave it quite a few years until they actually admit that there is a problem. Yeah. You've already said 3 years ago you noticed a problem. Usually, they've done studies to show it's about 6 years people leave it before they actually seek help from an audiologist to have a look and see what's going on with the hearing.
Yep.
Obviously, the hearing is one of our vital senses, and we need to keep it in check. We think nothing of going for an annual or biannual eye test. Most of us can't remember the last time we had a hearing test, probably when we were at school.
Well, I don't think. Yeah, certainly yeah. As an adult, I've never had a hearing test.
You've never had a hearing test. Yeah. Okay.
And what does a hearing test constitute? What goes on?
Effectively, the basic hearing test, what we call a pure tone audiogram, is by doing tones. So we present an array of different frequencies into your ear, different levels to ascertain exactly what your hearing is. Simple as that. So you're just pressing a button every time you hear a noise.
There is a natural aging of our hearing ability, isn't there, Stephen?
There is, yeah. Most people see it as hearing as an old age problem, but yeah, Actually in truth it's more of a middle age problem. So the importance of getting your hearing checked earlier is definitely, you know, better. Also, recent studies have shown that there's a link to untreated hearing loss. If you've got an untreated hearing loss, you're more at risk of developing cognitive decline or Alzheimer's early on.
Is that right? So if you don't sort of, I don't know whether you can nip things like this in the bud, but if you don't approach and have some form of attack, if you like, then it can lead to more serious consequences.
Definitely.
Because I can imagine, Stephen, if you lose your hearing and it was something that you could have potentially slowed down. I don't know whether you can permanently, or it's just a slowing down process. We'll find out before 9:30 together with my results. But I can imagine how isolating it is to be deaf. Now, my father, who's 85 years of age, he's not completely deaf, but he struggles to hear. I'm forever reminding my wife that when we're in a social occasion, sitting opposite them having something to eat, I'm forever reminded, speak to my dad, because my dad is, you can see him, he's staring at people's mouths. And the social isolation that some people may feel just because they can't hear. You must come across people like that all the time.
Yeah, you do. And it is. Using hearing aids, I mean, it may not necessarily be that you need hearing aids in some instances. My day-to-day basis, people will come in saying they're having problems with their hearing, look in their ears, and their ears are jam-packed full of wax. Okay, so just a simple procedure of taking the earwax out can send the patient out very, very happy with their hearing back intact, okay? Yep. Could well be that you end up needing hearing aids. Hearing aid technology has come on absolutely massively over the years now. So a lot of people say, well, I tried a hearing aid years and years ago, right? A hearing aid from years and years ago and a hearing aid today is like chalk and cheese.
Wow.
Okay. We've got hearing aids now with Bluetooth enabled, with apps that you can control it with on your phone. So if you go into a restaurant environment, you can set the hearing aid, rechargeable hearing aid, so you don't need to change your batteries. And even hearing aids now you can wear 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for up to 3 months at a time.
Wow.
Right. So
you are a proper brummy, aren't you? Bluetooth. I need to just explain for those listening around the world, tough as tooth, because Steve, we do get listeners from all around the world. No. What did he just say? A blue turf? What the hell's this line going on about? Okay, good stuff. So, right, I'm going to play a record, and then the computer is going to play a little bit of a trail, and then the computer is going to play another record. So, for the benefit of those listening, I'm going to be away from the radio for say 6 or 7 minutes, and then what will that allow you to do?
Well, we're going to do just a very basic hearing test. So just give me time just to do a little bit of a screen to see exactly what's going on with your hearing in general.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually a hearing assessment is going to take me 90 minutes. Okay. So this is just a bit of a snippet. Okay. But it'll just give me a bit of an idea. And then what we can do is, if it is showing anything up, I'll invite you up to Sutton Medical Centre where I work, and we'll do a full assessment on you and you can report back.
Okay. James in Birmingham is quite astute, I wonder. Whether he's got it right or wrong, I don't know. Daddy getting ready for an industrial injury claim. What better than having it witnessed by all Radio WM listeners? How harmful is wearing headphones for 20 years?
It depends on the volume that you're actually putting through them.
Over the last few years, they have been sort of automatically
regulated.
Correct, that's the word.
You know,
Apple. Prior to that, though... unregulated, screaming, couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, that's it. No, it is, you know. And I mean, let's face it, let's go back a few years where health and safety didn't exist. And if you're working in a factory or you're working at a radio station, whatnot, we didn't even think about it, did we? Okay.
No.
We now know that things are bad for us and excessive noise is bad for us as well. Okay.
All right, maybe an industrial cleaner just around the corner. I like your style, Steve.
No problem. As long as you come to me for your hearing aid.
Well, I need all of this in writing. All right, so we've got the Eurythmics, then a little advert, and then we've got the script, and I'll be back with you in 7 minutes. I have, over the last 6 or 7 minutes and over the last couple of songs, I have had a hearing test, and let me reintroduce Stephen Hale, an independent audiologist who works all across the Midlands in Birmingham, Sutton Coldfield, Little Aston. Oof, you've got some wealthy clients there, Steve, Little Aston, Lichfield in Staffordshire. And what did we do during those songs? Because you put some headphones on me, and just explain what we did.
Yeah, so what we did is I presented a series of pure tones into your ears via air conduction using a set of headphones and via bone conduction using a bone vibrator at the back of the ear. Did that at different frequencies and in different intensities to work out your exact hearing thresholds.
Now, I could hear. I'm keen to find out whether I missed any because I don't know what the results are, Steve.
Yep.
But I could hear incredibly distant, high-pitched tones.
Okay.
Shrill.
Yeah.
Things like that.
That's it.
And you asked me, when I heard a tone, you asked me to recognise that with a joystick, which I was to push the button.
That's it.
Okay, so whenever I heard a pitch or a tone, I pushed the joystick button.
That's it.
Okay, now, what happens now?
Well, was it James that texted through earlier to say about the claim? Well, we might have one on.
Really? Okay, years of wearing headphones, it's damaged my hearing.
Yeah. Potentially, yeah. Okay. There is a bit of a hearing loss there. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's only a mild hearing loss.
Mild.
Okay. Mild hearing loss. And it's caused by one of two things. Something we call presbyacusis and or noise exposure. Presbyacusis, unfortunately, is linked to your date of birth, and that's as much as I'll say about it.
Okay. Well, 49 years of age.
Yeah, that's it. You know, so unfortunately, wear and tear over the time, okay? You've ended up, your low to mid frequencies of your hearing are absolutely spot on, no problems whatsoever. The high frequencies are where your problems actually arise from, okay? So what that's going to do is that's going to give you more of a clarity type hearing problem. So you generally will hear people talking. You just haven't got a clue what they're saying to you some of the time.
That's the worst type of hearing loss,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's it, you know. So,
I can't believe work has damaged me like this.
Right. I mean, there is a loss there. It is only mild. The right is a little bit worse than the left. So I take it, being a DJ, you end up sitting there with the right headphone on, the left headphone off, you know, over the years.
Do you know what? You're
cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Whenever, that's unbelievable. What I am now doing is I have taken off the left part of my headset and I'm listening to this through my right.
Through your right.
Purely because there are occasions when I need to do that.
Yeah, that's it. You know, so it is only a mild difference, but there's definitely a difference there between the ears. Okay, so what we need to do is get you in for a full assessment, because that was just a very, very quick one. Okay, you're going to have, with that hearing loss, more problems hearing women and children who've got a naturally higher pitched voice. Okay,
every cloud.
That's it. and more problems in background noise. So when you're in a restaurant, when you're, you know, out and about in a coffee shop, that kind of thing. Background noise is low frequency noise that you're going to hear quite well, and you're going to miss the high frequencies there.
So, and this is, listen, 49, being 49 years of age, there is an associated hearing deterioration.
Yeah.
But there is also something that is an external effect, and that is coming from years of having noise directly next to my ear.
That's it, yeah. Okay, so, you know, any type of noise exposure, okay, whether that's listening through headphones, Apple have hit the nail on the head. When you buy a new iPhone now, first thing that you do when you connect your headphones in is you take the volume up, you hit a certain point in the kind of amber region, and it then gives you a warning to say, if you turn it up over and above this,
you damage your hearing.
Pretty much everybody sticks it straight up past there. Yeah. They've given you the warning, right?
Yeah.
There's no claims coming back from Apple, right?
Yeah. How long have people and companies been aware of this, industrial injury?
Industrial injury. For many years now, to be honest with you, okay? It's initially come from kind of, if you've been working in a very noisy environment, such a factory type environment, those kind of things, then that can cause hearing problem. But, you know, hearing loss isn't always caused just by noise protection. Obviously, it's important to protect your hearing, but we can develop hearing loss as part of the natural aging process as well.
So it's a combination of two things.
That's it, yeah.
Stephen, I will. What do you recommend? I mean, do you recommend that I come and have a proper hearing test?
Come and have a proper hearing test. Let's have an in-depth discussion of what's needed. To be fair, it is only a mild loss that you've got. We did identify that there was a little bit of earwax in your ears as well.
You said you weren't going to say that.
We'll put the pictures on the website later.
Promise me.
So come in, let's just check it all over and whatnot. I think we're potentially a few years away from needing hearing aids, for example.
Dictionary.
No. We're a while away from that with you, okay? But you do need to keep on top of it now, and it wouldn't be a bad idea every couple of years just have your hearing checked, just to make sure that there's no further deterioration.
All right. Stephen Hale, independent audiologist, works across the West Midlands, Birmingham, Sutton Coldfield, Little Aston, got to have a few quid, Lichfield and Staffordshire. How can people find out about you, Stephen?
Okie dokie. StephenHaleHearing.co.uk.
Simple as that. Thank you.
Super.